Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the dazzlies are followed.
Get some water for my tea. My foot slipped and down I stumbled. A collier lad come kissing me. Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. We'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads. My mother said I mustn't have a collier. It would surely break her heart. But I don't care what my mother tells me. I'll have a collier for my sweetheart. Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. We'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads. I'll give you a guinea gold ring. You shall have a silver cradle for to rock your baby in. Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. We'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads. I don't want your silks and satins. I don't want your guinea gold ring. I don't want your silver cradle for to rock my baby in. Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. We'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads. My collier lad, collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. Who'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads? Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. Who'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads? Collier lads get gold and silver. Factory lads get nailed with brass. Who'd be married to a fooling weaver when there's plenty of collier lads?
That was Jess and Rich Arrowsmith there, welcoming us back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk. That's from their, that's the owning track from their new album, Collier Lads. The album's called As Merry as We May Be. And yes, it's a long-awaited second album from Jess and Rich there. Great stuff. Now, one of the things I'm really looking forward to at Sidmouth, with a bit of a sad element as well, is the final Furrow Collective gigs with Rachel Newton. I really love the contributions that Rachel's made to the band over the years, and this is probably one of my favourites. This is the great song Hindhorn.
The king has gone. Hey Lily Lally, hey Lolan. He's fell in love with the king's daughter Jean, and the bark and the brim, they bloom so bonny. The king has sent him over the sea. Hey, Lily, lovely, hey, Lola. For 7 long years in a far country, in the bark and the brim they bloom so bonny. So she gave to him a gay gold ring. Hey, Lily, lovely, hey, Lola. With 7 bright diamonds set therein, and the bark and the brim they bloom so bonny. This ring grows pale and wan. Hey, Lily, lovely, hey, Lola. It's then that you know that I love another man. And the bark and the brim, they bloom so bonny. One day his ring grew pale and wan. Hey, Lily, lovely, hey, Lola. It's then that he knew she loved another man. And the bark and the brim, they bloom so bonny.
Selling lives across the ocean. Oh no, no. and no man on earth could save you. And to my house in Clifton, I bring capital from pain. Trinkets to Africa, slaves to Jamaica, rum and tobacco back again and again and again. For profit and promotion, come on, oh no, no. I steer my Bristol slaver, selling lives across the ocean, oh no, no. And no man on earth could save you, yeah. Stem to stern. Soon we sail for Kingston, torn away from Africa, never to return. I curse this slaver, oh no, no. As we steer towards the west, he can sail the seas forever. It never rests, no, never Windrush. We came here in the 50s, and I grew up in St. Paul's. One night I walked through Clifton, there was a voice in the darkness, a shadow on the wall, that whisper for profit. I steered my slaver, selling lives across the ocean, oh no, no, no man on earth could save you. I steer a Bristol slaver, selling lives across the ocean, oh no, no. Savior, they will drown my heart in the ocean, where I will walk these streets forever, forever, forever.
Thank you.
Steve Knightley and Dan Salvatore there with the Bristol Slaver. And Steve will be doing quite a few things at Sid Mithil. We're doing a big ham marquee concert, and he'll be doing the Winter Yards Band at the Bulverton. And on the Wednesday, it's just been confirmed that he'll be doing a very, very small show at the Kennaway House. Me and him have been trying to get that one off the ground, and delighted that he'll be doing that on the Wednesday night. So you better start queuing up now, because it's gonna be a busy night and a great night. So Pete Smith, there you go. That'll be a great night. Great, and the Furrow Collective will also be at Sidmouth as well, playing on the Wednesday and Thursday. The last gigs with Rachel Newton. We heard the Furrow Collective before that. One of the things that Steve Knightley will be doing on Sunday, I believe, is paying tribute to two of his heroes, Bob Dylan and Martin Carthy. And we are about to play tribute to Martin Carthy right now. But as we discuss this new box set, which is called Along the Road Forever, the Martin Carthy Live at the BBC. It's a 20 disc box set which spans the whole of his career, even before his first album. I'm going to be joined in a minute by my mate and fellow Martin Carthy enthusiast Kev Boyd. But first, let's hear something from Hullabaloo, from the programme Hullabaloo in 1963. This is probably the earliest thing on the box set. This is a version of Lowlands Away.
I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my joy. I dreamed a dream the other night. True love came all in my sleep. Lowlands, lowlands away, my joy. I says, my dear, why do you
Lowlands from the new Martin Carthy box set Along the Road Forever live at the BBC, a 20 disc box set that is released today. And I'm here talking to my friend Kev Boyd, fellow Martin Carthy enthusiast like me. Kev, good morning to you.
Morning, Sam. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Thank you. So tell us that track is probably one of the earliest tracks time period wise on the box set, isn't it?
I think it is the earliest track. Well, there are one or two from the same TV show. So that was from a thing called Hullabaloo, which was an ABC TV production in the early 60s. It's actually one of the few tracks on this set that's not from the BBC. But yeah, it was recorded between late 1963 and early 64. As I understand it, that track's from 63. So yeah, that's going to be one of the earliest things on this set. It's at least, it's a good 2 years before Martin's first album.
Yeah.
very, very, very early stuff.
Indeed. So you've been talking about this BBC box set for a while. You must be delighted that it's finally out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been a long time in coming. Really, I first started talking about this with Colin Harper, who put the whole thing together back in early 2022. So it's been, you know, 4.5 years in the making. I don't know if you remember back at that point. So Eliza Carthy announced at the time that the family were struggling a little bit with surviving the post-pandemic, with fewer gigs coming in and so on. And Colin, who is a serial compiler of archive box sets, as I'm sure you know, a journalist as well and an author, you probably know he's written that fantastic book on Bert Jansch, Dazzling Stranger. And this is kind of what Colin does. He works his magic and pulls these things together. And he started the process of pulling together the tracks for a Martin Carthy at the BBC box set. And I just contacted him because he was sourcing kind of off-air recordings from various people. And so I got in touch and, yeah, started a long process of exchanging ideas and providing tracks with Colin, things that I had that he couldn't locate elsewhere and so on. I mean, it's entirely Colin's. I don't want to kind of overplay my part in this. It was entirely Colin's project, but my involvement was kind of around the fringes of it. Although Colin was kind enough recently just to acknowledge that you know I was a major inspiration for the project coming into being in the first place, which is really nice of him, I have to admit. And yeah, he asked me fairly early on at the point at which I think it was intended to be something like a 4 or 5 disc set. He asked me fairly early on to write some sleeve notes, but over time, the project it ballooned from 4 or 5 discs into this 20-disc deluxe set with a hardback book and other bits of paraphernalia included in there. So I think the label wanted a professional writer, a known writer, to write the biography. So Colin Irwin was brought in at that point. But as I'm sure you're aware, Colin sadly passed away shortly after signing on to the project, in fact. And ultimately, Clinton Haling was then brought in. And he's written the main biography for the accompanying book, but I was asked to write a series of session notes, to sort of illustrate some of the background and context to some of those tracks. So that was really, it was a bit of a challenge for me, but it was really interesting to kind of just to dig a little bit deeper into some of the tracks and some of the context and some of the history of them. So that's really my involvement.
I mean, looking at the tracks that are on there, I can see why it's turned into what it did, because you can't just stop at a 5 CD box. You're missing too much out. There's so much on here. There's Peel sessions, isn't there? There's full live full live broadcasts from Sidmouth, from Cambridge, from all sorts of places. It really goes through the years, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's so much material on there, and yeah, you're absolutely right. It would have been kind of criminal, really, to stop at five discs. Again, yeah, one of the things that I found really interesting writing my notes was that I tried, as well as talking about the tracks themselves, but I tried to trace a history of folk music broadcasting at the BBC, because if there's any single artist that reflects the changes in folk music broadcasting across the BBC from the 1960s onwards, it's got to be Martin Carthy. He's been there. He was there from the beginning. And you know, it still crops up now and again on the BBC. So, you know, I just don't think there's a single artist who would kind of illustrate and reflect the changes in folk broadcasting at the BBC than Martin Carthy. So that was one of the strands that I tried to kind of weave through my notes, if you like.
Great. So, well, before we get on to one of the recordings that you sourced, let's talk about how you first found Martin's music. In fact, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was the hearing the Waltons on the radio first and foremost. Then
it was, yeah, it was, yes. You have to go back to 1986. There I was, a spotty teenager, obsessed with the Smiths and jangly indie guitar pop music. Loved Andy Kershaw's show, loved John Peel's show, listened to them all the time. And when I couldn't sit at home and listen to them, I used to tape them and listen to them the following day. And in one day in August 1986, I taped an edition of Andy Kershaw's show, and it featured a session from a group who were completely unknown to me called the Watersons. I'd never heard them before, but I was just absolutely blown away by the singing, by the harmonies and the songs themselves. I mean, at the time, I had no real interest or knowledge of folk music, to be honest. The nearest I got, I suppose, was I was a bit of a fan of Billy Bragg, who I guess you would say Billy's kind of folk adjacent, if you like, if you want to put it that way. And I was also a fan of the Pogues at the time, but I kind of never really... I like the Pogues because I like their punky energy and not because anything to do with the connection to folk music. But when I heard the Watersons, which was completely new to me, I don't know, it somehow made a connection. It was something I wasn't expecting. So I went off and I tried to listen to it, tried to find as many of their recordings as possible. Had to go to the record library to borrow their albums, because if you're going back to 1986, you couldn't buy sort of old 60s folk music records in most mainstream record shops. So I borrowed as much as I could. And you might be interested in this as well, Sam, because I worked with a fella who was into folk music, and he went to folk clubs, and he even performed folk music himself in some of these clubs. And that's our mutual friend, Alan Wilkinson.
Yeah, Alan.
There was a workmate of mine at the time. When I first left school, I worked with Alan. And I just kind of mentioned it to him one day. I just said, you know, I've been listening to this group, the Watersons. You know, do you know about folk music? What can you tell me about them? And he told me a bit more about the Watersons. And then he basically said, if you like the Watersons, you can maybe try listening to Martin Carthy. You know, he's in the Watersons, and he's made solo albums, and he plays guitar and sings. And so that's what I did. I went out and discovered Martin Carthy. And I don't think it's sort of too over dramatic to say that it changed my life, really. You know, it really did.
Well, as he did with me a good few years later. So I'm with you there. And their music too. Let's hear now something from the Watersons album from that time. This is from Greenfields and Young Banker.
As I walked out one morning fair to view green fields and take fresh air, I saw a young banker standing there, and his true love was the lady fair. The young banker, he had such an handsome face, and all around his act he wore a band of lace. Beside such an handsome head of hair, for my young banker I will go there. He said, me pretty fair maid, will you go on deck with a chain of gold around your neck? Whatever you do, I will prove true, but the answer that she gave, I'll have none of you. The young banker, he had such an handsome face, all around his act he wore a band of lace. Beside such an handsome head of hair, for my young banker I will go there. Young banker turned around, put the door away, but she called after him to bid him stay. Oh, stay, oh, stay, and I will prove true, but the answer that she gave, I'll have none of you. Young banker, he had such an handsome face, all around his act he wore a band of lace. Beside such an handsome head of hair, for my young banker I will go there.
Now she thought she had a foreign man say, come pack up your clothes and come away. It pierced her through the very heart to think that young banker ne'er should part. Young banker, he had such an handsome face. All around his hat he wore a band of lace. Besides such an handsome head of hair, for my young banker will go there. So come all you pretty fair maids and senses of loss, since the day in love you haven't been crossed. For you may lament, and you may say, forever rule the day that you said nay. Young banker, he has an handsome face. All around his hat he wore a band of lace. Besides such an handsome head of hair, for my young banker will go there.
That was the Watsons there from Greenfields and young banker. Kev, there is a version of that and the Prick Holly Bush and some other stuff from on one of the discs from the Watsons on this new box set, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean that is one of the songs that was on that first session. Both those songs you mentioned, Young Banker and Prickle Holly Bush, were on that first session I heard. And, you know, it still sounds extraordinary to me now, you know, 40 years later. It's still kind of, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck still sort of prickle when I listen to it. It's just fantastic.
Absolutely. The harmonies and everything are just wonderful, yeah. Aren't they? So, let's talk about, you've spent a long time collecting loads and loads of archive even from the time periods before you even discovered Martin Carter. How did you start collecting all these wonderful archive then, which one of the tracks we're going to hear in a moment?
Well, I guess it kind of almost like happened by accident, to be honest. I've been running, as you're probably aware, I've been running a Martin Carthy fan site for 25 years now. The very earliest version was really, really, really basic. But I've been running something that kind of passes as a Martin Carthy fan site since 2001. And in about 2018... I started a second website, which was called the Martin Carthy Broadcast Archive. And the idea of that was to try and just track down as many instances of Martin appearing on the TV and radio as possible. And the idea wasn't necessarily to collect the recordings, but just to make a list, if you like, almost a kind of elaborate list of instances where Martin appeared and where possible to try and, you know, obtain those recordings. And as a result of that, I found myself in a position where, you know, people started sending me things, people started pointing me in the direction of recordings that existed that I could, you know, that were available online to download. And at the same time, I was going out and buying things, buying records. So I think the track we're going to play comes from a transcription disc of mine that I obtained several years ago. So you may or may not know that sort of back in the days before sort of digital technology, if the BBC wanted to provide a copy of a radio show to an overseas radio station, the only way they really had to do that, they could do it by creating a tape recording, a tape transfer, but it was much, much cheaper to press up vinyl albums, which is what they did. And these were called transcription discs, produced by the BBC Transcription Service, and they sent them all over the world. And there were all sorts of radio shows, not just music, but comedy and current affairs and all sorts. They would send these discs. They'd press these 12-inch albums in very limited numbers, and they would send them out to sort of BBC affiliated stations all over the world. A lot of these places are in like the former colonies, so you know, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and so on. And one of the things that they pressed up was an album of highlights from Martin Carthy's 1977 Cambridge Folk Festival appearance. And I happened to source this from, I got it posted all the way from Australia several years ago. And I've had this in my collection for quite some time. And one of the most nerve-wracking aspects of my involvement in this BBC set was actually having to post this off to Belfast to have a professional clean and an archival transfer. And I was very, very relieved, I have to say, when it came back in one piece. So it's only a relatively short extract from a concert, six tracks. It's a really great example of Martin live in the late 70s. He's got that kind of distinctive percussive guitar style, and he's still got that kind of those vocal mannerisms that are really, really kind of that really representative of his 1970s. Yeah. Output those kind of vocal slides and vocal tremors,
yeah,
that we associate with him,
and of course the familiar sound of the Cambridge Folk Festival, which I know our friend Phil Carter loves too. So we'll dedicate this track to him. This is Martin Carthy live from on the BBC 1977 from the Cambridge Folk Festival and the bed making.
When I was very young, me missus and me, we never could agree, because that my master, he would love me. Missus sent me upstairs to the loft to make up the bench so neat and soft. Master followed up with a gay gold ring, saying, Betty, at this for your bed making. All through the kitchen and down through the hall, all through the parlour among the women all, master followed up with a gay gold ring, saying, Betty, at this for your bed making. And down through the hall, all through the parlour, among the women all, everybody asked me wherever I had been, and they laughed when I said at the bed making. Missus, she flung me out of the door. She called me a nasty, cheeky little whore. The weather being wet and my clothes being thin, I've wished I was back at the bed making.
Martin. Martin Carthy there from the new box set along the road forever live at the BBC. That was from Cambridge Folk Festival in 1977. Kev, let's just talk about before we move on to the last track. Let's just talk about the broadcast website that you've got because. As well as the stuff that's on this set, there's some great stuff on there. There's even an old recording of the original lineup of Blue Murder somewhere, isn't there? I think
there is somewhere. Yeah, I have a recording of that from BBC in, I'm gonna say, 1988. I think if I'm right off the top of my head. Yeah, so the very earliest version of Blue Murder was. As you know, was the Watsons and Swan Arcade.
Yeah.
And they never recorded properly together. As I understand it, there is a knocking around somewhere. I'd love to hear it. There is a recording of the gig that I went to in Wath-on-Dearne in 1987. Someone has that somewhere, and you know, I'd love to get my hands on that, but I don't at the moment. But yeah, there's a recording of Blue Murder. There's all sorts of things. I spoke earlier on actually about, you know, this idea that people sort of send me things and I kind of managed to track things down. I was having a conversation over email with you'll know John Wilkes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Year or two back, he was touring with Martin Carthy. He's in the process of writing a book on Les Cousins, the folk club that's on Greek Street in Soho back in the 60s. And he was asking me a few questions around Martin's involvement in that, and I was trying to help him out. And during the process of kind of digging around for a response to John, I actually managed to locate two sessions from Carthy and Swarbrick from 1969 that I've never found before. So this process goes on. I'm always kind of discovering things. Sometimes people send them to me. Sometimes I kind of go out and just kind of dig around on the internet. The dark recesses of the internet are the best places to. I mean, there's some awful stuff out there, as you know, but there's some fabulous stuff as well if you're looking in the right places. If you're looking for this little great music, it's all out there. You know, the fact that lots of people are kind of just archiving stuff and digitizing it and making it available. And you just have to kind of know where to look, really.
It's all great. And we should just mention that literally all of Martin's major combinations and collaborations. Probably apart from Blue Murder, actually. I don't know if there's a Blue Murder one on there, but most of his combinations are unsurprisingly represented in this set, aren't they?
There's so much stuff that's represented. So we haven't played anything today with Dave Swarbrick.
Yep.
But Swarb's on there. It's represented really well. There are a couple of great Brass Monkey live recordings. From, I'm going to say off the top of my head, I think late 1980s. There's a great, great Wood Wilson Carthy recording from the late 90s with a couple of songs on there that you won't have heard before. Every kind of combination of every band, duo, trio, more or less that Martin's been involved in is represented on this set.
There's right at the beginning or at some point there's even quite a good representation of the short-lived Albion Country Band, which people
don't. Yes, that's right. That actually opens the set. That's the first four tracks on disc one are. A 1973, I'm going to say, I can check that for you.
I think it is.
1973 session of the Albion Country Band from Sounds of the 70s, which was, I think at this time it was Bob Harris's show, but I think John Peel was involved with that at some point as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first. Yeah, that opens the whole set, and that's great because there's so little of Albion Country Band recordings out there. There's that great album they made, but that was a bit of a one off that lineup that Martin was involved in. Yeah. So it's good to hear more of that stuff.
And I think I'm looking forward to it, and it's such a vast thing that I've asked for it for my birthday, so I've got to wait till October to hear the full thing. We should say to our listeners, it is quite pricey, but I think it's well worth it, isn't it? You can see why it's the price that it is.
I think so. Yeah, I mean it's 20 discs after all. You know, yeah. I mean, that doesn't come cheap. And if you, I mean, my argument, I guess, is if you look at similar archive releases by, you know, much more prominent artists, you know, that this is sort of cheap really in comparison. You know, I was talking to my partner recently about this and saying, you know, it's a different world obviously, but you know, those recent Beatles archive sets, I think the last one had like something like four or five discs and it was £150, you know, and it's this is inexpensive by that measure.
Absolutely. Well, let's finish now. Yeah, it's been absolutely great to talk to you, Kevin, get a perspective on the box set, which I believe the box set is released today on the 17th of July.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So the box set is released today. It's called Along the Road Forever, live at the BBC, and this is an interesting track. Kev, because this is very very early Waters and Carthy with a song I don't believe they actually recorded anywhere else.
I don't think they did either. No, I'm not aware of them recording this anywhere else. So yeah, this is as far as I'm aware the earliest ever recording of Waters and Carthy. This is from Andy Kershaw's Radio 1 show in January 1995. It's so early, in fact, that I don't even think they'd thought of their name at this point. This was billed in the Radio Times as Martin Carthy and the Watersons. So at this point, they'd not even thought of the name Waters and Carthy, or at least they'd not told. If they had done, they'd not told anyone at the BBC or at the Radio Times. And so, yeah, this is a track from that session. It's called Mick Dam or Mickey Dam.
Yeah,
I think it's better known as Mickey Dam, but on this set, it's called Mick Dam.
Great.
And it's one of those. It's one of those recordings, and there are quite a few of them on here that you won't hear anywhere else. That's the other thing that I found fascinating about this whole set is the number of recordings of songs that you just won't hear anywhere else. There are so many of these, either songs that he's never that the Martin or the various groups he's been involved in have never recorded, or different versions or different arrangements of songs that we might be familiar with. This is one that, as I say, yeah, I am with you. I've never heard the Watson Carthy sing this one before, and I don't think they ever sang it after this. Perhaps after this session, I'm not entirely sure.
Absolutely, but, I was so pleased when you suggested this one. Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's been great to talk to you about our love of the great Martin Carthy, and we'll go out from the album from the box set Along the Road Forever live at the BBC. Martin Carthy, we'll go out with the Mick Dam, and I'll dedicate this to my friend James because I know he likes this song too. This is Waters and Carthy from the Andy Kershaw Show, 1995, with the Mick Dam.
I'm an honest Irish labourer, and I come from the County Clare. Once I had a farm there with nothing much to spare, but I had to sell my donkey and the famous billy goat, and with the money I received to Glasgow took the boat. On the morning that I landed there, before air got dry, I was started in a Mickey Dam in a place they call Mulgai. Now the gaffer that I started with, they call him John the Mouse. And the very first day I started there, at me he made to grouse. But I quickly surprised him, I says, you little rat, I'll tie a string or to your tail and throw you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. And tell to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. Now this roused the mouse's temper, and at me made to jump. He swore he'd paralyze me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, I grabbed him by the throat, and I shook that little monkey till the tail fell from his coat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. And the fleas are in the bed as big as coconuts. On Saturday night when I come home, I stand behind the door, and as they march out one by one, I bash them to the floor.
For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'd turn to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam.
Very early Waters and Carthy there. Although I do think they'd released an album by then. So I don't know why they were miscredited on the BBC there. But by that point, but maybe it was a mistake by the Radio Times. Anyway, Waters and Carthy there from January 1995 on the Andy Kershaw Show in the Mick Dam. From the new box set, Martin Carthy Along the Road Forever, Martin Carthy live at the BBC, and thanks to my mate Kev Boyd for coming in and talking to us about the box set there. That box set is released today. Now then, I had a great evening seeing the Pittman Poets last week, and they have a new album called Burning Bright, and here's a track from it, the Pittman Poets.
Come all you young fellas, to young and so fine, seek not your fortune in the dark dreary mine. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the blood in your veins runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's many a man have I seen in my day, who lives just to labour his whole life away. Like a fiend with his dope, or a drunkard his wine, man must have lust for the lure
dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Well, I hope when I'm gone and the ages do roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. And I'll look down from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner digging my bones. Where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. The midnight, the morning, the breaking of the day are the same to the miner who labors away. Where the demons of death often come by surprise, one slip of the slate and you're buried alive. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Thank you very much for listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk today. This will be the last one before the summer, so look after one another, and we'll see, and I might see you in August for a Sydney special. In the meantime, let's have something from the Belgian band Narragonia. See you soon, folks. Look after one another. Have a great summer.